T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It's the first snow, and now the Chicago area is preparing for a big drop in temperatures. The forecast has some commuters hoping for the best, but fearing for the worst.
Drivers taking a break from the winter weather at the Hinsdale Oasis on the Tri-State speculated on what this latest 1-2 punch of winter weather means. Patrick Balaji of Tinley Park says it's about what we can expect at this time of year.
You know Chicago, you're going to have first winter, and then you get a break, then you get second winter, then you get a break, then you think you get spring, which is fall spring, and then you get your third winter. And then you get actual spring.
One person said while he's a skeptic about global warming, the temperature swings we've seen this winter has him thinking global warming might have something to do with it. Then there was a man from Grays Lake who commutes to work each day in Elkhart, Indiana. He says on a good day, his commute each way is about 3 hours. In this weather, he thinks it could be closer to 5. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A lawsuit is being filed against an online gun dealer for its role in the sale of a weapon used to kill a Chicago police commander. The action comes as Paul Bauer's death is remembered today.
Commander Bauer was shot to death 2 years ago today. He had been going after a gunman police were chasing in the Loop. The Brady Anti-Gun Violence Group has now filed a federal lawsuit against ArmsList, an online gun dealer which helped put a Glock 9mm gun into the hands of the man accused of killing Commander Bauer. Shamari Ligeti's trial is scheduled for later this year. In the meantime, Commander Bauer's sacrifice will not go unnoticed. There will be a ceremony in memory of him today at his old 18th District Police Station. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Hundreds of students at Senn High School in the Edgewater neighborhood staged a protest and sit-in yesterday, expressing their anger over the actions of a teacher.
Videos posted on social media show the students protesting and chanting, "We are Senn." They're upset over an incident in which a teacher is alleged to have told a student who refused to stand for the national anthem during an assembly to go back to her country. The Latina student is a U.S. citizen. CPS is conducting an investigation into the incident, and a spokesman says such comments would be a violation of the anti-discrimination policy and run counter to the beliefs and priorities of the district. Senn is among the most diverse schools in the city. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Health officials from Chicago, Cook County, and the state will provide an update this morning on the local response to the coronavirus. Authorities say as of now, the virus is not spreading widely in the U.S., so no more additional precautions are being recommended for the general public to take. However, they do recommend common sense preventative measures, as washing hands regularly with soap, avoid close contact with people who are sick, and stay home from work when you are sick. A passenger in a cab was arrested in Chicago early yesterday after an unusual chain of events.
A cab driver picked up a man, an infant, and a woman and drove them to 69th and Stony Island Avenue. The cab driver told police the man tried to skip out on paying the fare and argued with him, so he locked his car doors with the infant still inside the vehicle and drove a short distance to call the police. Police spoke with both men and arrested the male passenger. The woman and baby were not hurt. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.